The 100 Mile House Pride Society is officially up and running. This month the society received its nonprofit status and filed the appropriate paperwork. Society chairperson and founder Saturn Zezza was in town last week opening up the society's bank account. They said they have some big plans for the coming months. "We are really excited to have our society incorporated. It opens a few more doors for us in terms of being able to apply for grants and certain sponsorships," Zezza said. "We're really trying to spread our wings and we have some exciting things in store for this year." Zezza first started organizing Pride events in 100 Mile House 3 years ago after they started the 100 Mile Queers and Allies Facebook page. Growing up in Victoria, Zezza said queer spaces and support were more prevalent, so they wanted to start building that community in their new home. Teaming up with the Caribou Family Enrichment Center, CFEC, Zezza organized the first Pride in the Park in 2022 and 100 Mile House's first Pride Parade in 2023. This year the society intends to continue to work closely with the CFEC and their local partners to bring the third annual Pride in the Park to 100 Mile House on July 26 and 27. Zezza said they're doing Pride celebrations over 2 days this year because last year between the parade, the festival in Centennial Park and then the dance at the 108 Community Center, participants and organizers were worn out. That's why they're moving the dance, which will have a masquerade theme, to Friday night while Saturday will be devoted to the Pride Parade and Pride in the Park. The parade will start at 10:30 a.m. this year and go down Birch Avenue as it makes its way to Centennial Park. Zezza said festivities will be taking place in the park from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. with a few food trucks already confirming they'll be there. Drag queen Ella Lamoureux will be one of the featured performers alongside a new performer. "We are really trying to promote people who are within the LGBTQ+ community, especially if they're in the BIPOC, Black, Indigenous and People of Color, community." Leading up to 100 Mile House's Pride event, Zezza said the society is planning to do some collabs with the Kamloops Pride Society and Williams Lake Pride Society by attending their events. They also hope to promote more rainbow visibility by purchasing rainbow banners or signage for the district of 100 Mile House to put up during Pride Month. Zezza's big new project, however, is bringing a rainbow crosswalk to 100 Mile House. They have already begun getting quotes from contractors on the price of various options. Right now Zezza said the society is leaning towards going with one of the more expensive options for $18,000. "It can essentially be scrubbed, it doesn't have to be repainted if it is vandalized. It's expensive because they would have to repave the area where it is going to go because it's like a sticker," Zezza explained. Zezza said they already have a few potential ideas for where the crosswalk could go and are currently talking with the district about suitable locations. However, they said it is unlikely the crosswalk will go in this year. Being the first year of the Pride Society's existence, applying for grants is a future project, so we are kind of a year behind already. We'll maybe be able to put some money aside, but I don't know if we'll see any projects come to fruition this year," Zezza said, noting the district is also under financial constraints of their own. In addition to applying for funds, Zezza said that certain businesses such as Fraser and Pine will be selling merchandise during June, such as Pride-themed t-shirts, with all proceeds going to the society. Zezza is currently working to connect with more members of 100 Mile House's business community to get more partnerships like this set up. "Anyone looking to get involved with Pride this year, enter a float for the parade or become a vendor at the festival in the park is invited to contact Zezza at 100milepride@gmail.com. Our goal is to bring people together from across the South Caribou's 2SLGTBQIA+ community. We're doing this by hosting community events, having education be a part of that, involve as many businesses as we can in terms of allyships and hopefully, one day, getting this town to look a little bit more colorful." Saturn Zezza is the founder of the 100 Mile Pride Society and its first chairperson. Zezza plans to launch several initiatives to support the 2SLGTBQIA+ in 100 Mile House, including the sale of t-shirts such as the one they are wearing, available at Fraser and Pine. All proceeds will go towards supporting the newly founded society. Patrick Davies Photo 100 Mile Free Press. Drag queen Ella Lamoureux emceed the Pride in the Park event in 100 Mile House on Saturday, July 29, 2023. Lamoureux will be returning to 100 Mile House this summer for 100 Mile House's second annual Pride Parade. Patrick Davies Photo 100 Mile Free Press. Mile 108 Elementary School friends Charlie Murray, left, Ben Ma and Saul Swarchuk enjoyed some big lollipops while checking out 100 Mile House's second annual Pride in the Park last year. Patrick Davies Photo 100 Mile Free Press. Big Rock Ranch's float in 100 Mile House's inaugural Pride Parade in 2023. Patrick Davies Photo 100 Mile Free Press.